coaches could end burnout if they really understood it. I believe this with, I was going to say every ounce of my being. I believe it to my core. I believe that coaches could absolutely be the missing ingredient, the secret weapon, the solution to ending burnout, to helping people remove the toxicity from their lives and rebuild their sense of self, and therefore solving the burnout equation. And I believe that all of that would be possible if coaches truly, deeply understood burnout. This doesn't mean that every single coach needs to become a master burnout coach. But I do think right now, with the world as it is and the work that we're doing, I absolutely believe that every single coach right now needs to be burnout informed. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I did an episode, didn't I, where I said that I was advocating for therapy over coaching right now. And I'm still going to stand by that. As a coach, I know the power of coaching. Having coached over 700 leaders through burnout, I know the power of specific burnout coaching. Training master burnout coaches, I see the transformation in coaching that's happening in that master burnout coach cohort, and having trained almost 200 coaches from 15 different countries in how to be burnout informed, I see the transformation that happens in coaching. I see better referrals being made. I see different coaching approaches. I see coaches that know when to push and that know when to pull back. I see coaches that know when to challenge. I see them modify their coaching when burnout is in the room. And we cannot move away from the fact that, again, depending on what study you look at, but let's say between 70 and 90% of adults right now are experiencing chronic stress and or burnout. Now, unless you are a coach that is coaching that 10 or let's say 30% of the entire world, the entire unless you're coaching those that are not experiencing stress and are not on the brink of burnout or anything else. But even if you are coaching them, you need to be burnout informed, because if it does come up, if it does present in session and your usual coaching methods continue, it is highly likely that you are going to be, albeit inadvertently, but pushing your clients closer to burnout. And right now, when I see the growing numbers of burnout, when I see how, even like how people are reacting to social media posts, right? I'm like, God, like there is so much stress, there is chronic stress, there is panic, there is anxiety, there is worry, there is fear. And we can't just like keep on coaching the way that we've always coached. I've been saying this for years, right? We cannot keep coaching like it is 2019. And I keep going, well, what do you mean by that? Burnout has been skyrocketing since 2020. Now we can say, okay, like we know what was happening, but we're also seeing more and more people, oh, well, yeah, like we're all feeling like that now. Right, we're accepting that this normalizing burnout, that this normalizing all of the stress, because well, we're all feeling it. We seem to be at a point where we're just accepting that this is all now normal. Now to some extent, and we talked about this in the Burnout Coach Collective a couple of weeks ago was it our June masterclass? Must have been our June masterclass. But like we were talking about this, and for a lot of our clients, well, not for a lot of our clients, I'm going to rephrase that. For some clients at the moment, they are having to stay where they are, right? They're having to stay in workplaces or in relationships or in homes or in financial situations. That that's, you know, so we've got people right now that are having to basically stay where they are, right, for lots of different reasons. And as a result of that, they know I'm on the brink of burnout, yeah. They know this could then end up impacting my health. And right now, I can't do anything about it. Now, of course, as coaches, well, you know, you just gotta change your mindset, right? Anything is possible. You know, think more positively. Let's change your mindset. Let's get you into the right space. Let's get you thinking differently, right? That's coaching pre-2020, right? Coaching was about goals and moving people forwards. Now, not all of it was kind of high performance, right? Just change your mindset and let's go. But fundamentally, that's coaching. That's certainly what I was taught, right? Particularly if we're coaching growth mindset. I was trained in solution-focused executive coaching. When I did other qualifications, I was trained in solution-focused hypnotherapy. I was trained in solution-focused psychotherapy. The stuff that I've done in and around neuroscience, right, and understanding, again, how the brain works, how the brain impacts the body, the nervous system, all of that stuff, even from yoga, it's basically everything that I do, everything that I have been trained in, probably my entire life, but definitely through my professional life, has all been about finding solutions, getting people forwards. Now, I'm a natural dot joiner anyway, right? You give me a problem, I've probably found 10 different solutions because I've joined the dots to things that we probably didn't even know was a problem, right? I've joined the dots, I've given a solution, here we go. And in some instances, I remember when my friend Ian Pettigrew interviewed me for his podcast, he's like, we'll do you the Gallup Strength Finder. Like, one of my strengths is my problem-solving ability. But the downside of that, if you've ever done strength finders, right, you get your strengths, but then there's kind of like things to watch out for. One of the things for me to watch out for is like, usually I've solved the problem, fixed the problem, you know, done 10 steps to make sure it doesn't happen again. And I'm on to the next thing without anybody else potentially even realizing that there was a problem in the first place. But I've like seen it, spotted it, fixed it, moved on, got onto something else. But that communication, right, bringing people along with that. Now, and I will say, you know, throughout my entire corporate career, sometimes even, you know, from a coaching perspective, I'm like, well, this is the solution. My job isn't to say, here is the solution, and then kind of run with it. Coaching space is a very, very different space. Pushing people too hard, too fast, challenging when they're not ready, is, again, I suppose, part of what a lot of coach training teaches us. And yet when burnout is in the room or it's lurking outside, right, it's just about to knock on the door and poke its head round, that's when we need a different approach. We have to be creating safety first. We have to be understanding state. Then we work on self. And then we focus on strategy. What most coach training tells us is focus on strategy. And then if there are blockages, then we can do some work on self, right? Let's work on those limiting beliefs. Let's work on the things that are stopping you. But a lot of that training, a lot of the coaching, a lot of those coaching conversations and in that coaching space is fundamentally missing the state and the safety. Now, some coaching might start with a little bit of breath work. Some coaching might start with a little bit of grounding. Some coaching, particularly if you're trained in maybe Gestalt techniques, some of that will include some embodying, right? Linking, I suppose, the holistic view, right? By holistic, like whole person. Some coaching will replay and talk about the changes in body language. It will talk about what the coach is for. You know, I'm feeling, as you're saying that, I'm feeling this in my gut right now. I'm wondering what's coming up for you. Some coaching will embody that, and a lot of coaching doesn't. A lot of coaching is, what's the goal? Where do you want to get to? How can we get there fastest? And all of that kind of coaching excludes what we need to change when burnout is in the room. Now, I'm still going to say, I do believe, because of the unique position that coaches hold, whether you are working with an exec, whether you're working with a member of the board, maybe you're working with the whole board, maybe you're working with the whole exec team, whether you're working with leaders or managers, whether you are working with team members, whether you're working with entrepreneurs or founders, whether you are coaching people in, whether, you know, career progression, whatever point you are coaching people in, we cannot ignore right now that burnout is either knocking on the door or is already in the room. What I believe fundamentally coaching needs right now is more space. And what I'm seeing, again, through some posts on social media, now, I don't actually know what's going on in a lot of coaching rooms, right? I know what the burnout coaches that I supervise, I know what they're bringing. I know the conversations that we have in the Burnout Coach Collective. I know the conversations that we have in the Burnout Informed Coach. And I know the conversations that we have in the Burnout Coach Collective. I'm not sat here assuming that I know what's going on in every single coaching room around the world, right? That would be ridiculous. But what I'm hearing from people in the conversations that I'm having, what I'm seeing on social media posts, are again more of this. Like, I did an episode on this maybe a couple of months ago now, didn't I? On this coach, who'd be like, you know, I like very proudly, like, I just sacked my client. Right, they weren't doing what they needed to do. They're lazy. I'm not here for that. Right, I don't work with lazy clients. If you're not going to do the work, I'm not going to coach you. So I proudly sacked my client. I spoke again about the amount of comments that were in that post. I'm seeing more of that kind of post. I'm having conversations with people that, like, I went to work with this coach. Now, again, what I'm hearing is that coaching isn't working at the depth that it needs to be working at. That a lot of people are going to work with coaches and actually what they're receiving is not coaching. It's not feeling safe enough. It's not deep enough. The coach seemingly didn't know what they were talking about. The individual didn't feel safe. Now, those types of comments about coaching, they're not new. I've been coaching now 15 years. You know, and within that time, I've continued to see, you know, again, I've had the thought, I've had the conversation with people that, like, I just, you know, I don't even want to call myself a coach anymore. I'm seeing people that are calling themselves, you know, thinking partners or thought partners, or, you know, we'd change that. And I've had that, like, how do I say that I coach without calling myself a coach? Because there's this hate out there, right? As you know that, I know what to call it. There is this hate out there for coaches. There is more hate that I've seen for lots of, like, bloody life coach, right? And I like, seemingly, you know, life coach is a bit of a dirty word. Again, I think it has been in lots of different ways. But again, lots of people are really skilled and qualified in that. But we've got pockets of people, and I've been there, pockets of people, we don't want to call ourselves coaches because of the stigma and the hate attached to it. And again, that's a hard place, because when we're putting ourselves out there trying to build our coaching practice, trying to find more clients, when we genuinely want to help other people. I do think if coaching were safer, if coaching were burnout informed, if coaching were about goals and performance and achieving, and it were more about increasing that sense of self at the same time as decreasing that toxicity, we could fix burnout. I believe that coaches are in a prime position. Now, depending, of course, on how coaching is still prevented, right? For some people, they've never worked with a coach before. If you've been in the coaching game long enough, right, you will probably have found yourself being presented with this situation on more than one occasion, right? Whether you've choose, you know, however you've chosen to approach it, is, you know, that you will know how you've approached this. But very often we get people, they might start to have some issues, right? Their communication is failing. They're not able to influence in the right way. They've started to have some issues in the job. Maybe they're not prioritizing properly. They're not delegating properly. And so somewhere along the lines, once we've kind of done the internal, like we've done, you know, internal delegation training to death, we then thought, okay, basically opposite, like, let's get you a coach. And for some people, that's seen as punishment, right? If you have to work with a coach, for some, that's seen as punishment. That's a horrible task. It's a horrible thing that you would want to be presented with. And again, whether you choose to take that or not, choose to take that assignment or choose to have the conversation with people, right? Some people will turn up for those discovery sessions or that kind of first coaching session, won't they? Like, don't know what I'm here. Don't know what I'm doing here. This is ridiculous. Or we know that there are some organizations that are almost kind of like they want the coach to almost kind of manage the person out of the organization. Now, again, I'm sure you will have been presented with that situation. If you've been coaching in workplaces for a number of times, at least once you will have been presented with that. Again, whether you've chosen to go with that assignment or not, you will know what you've done in that situation. But in some cases, what if, again, for managing the person out, or the issue with delegation, or the issue with communication, it's not a skills issue. What if it is burnout literally waiting outside the room? What if instead of going straight into how do you delegate more effectively, how do you communicate more effectively, how do you get the promotion, how do you do this, how do you do that? What if we did take that step back? What if we truly created that sense of safety? What if we truly understood the state? What if we worked on building the sense of self and then went into strategy? What if we started all coaching from a burnout-informed lens? What if we were able to adapt our coaching if we thought, and you know what, that could be a sign of burnout. I'm therefore going to adapt my style. I'm going to adapt my questions slightly differently. Actually, I think burnout is in the room with this client. I'm going to suggest that they work with a professional, somebody that really understands burnout at scale, and then they can either work alongside with me, or we park what we're doing. They work with the burnout professional on that space, and then they come back to coaching afterwards. Imagine the transformation then. Because again, I think what we're seeing more of, we know that over the last couple of years, it has been harder for coaches to find clients. Some of that is the rise of AI. Some of that is financial. And yet there is still a huge need for coaching. I know still with the amount of requests and the people that join my email list and the messages that I get and the referrals that I make to the Burnout Informed coaches that have trained with me in the Burnout Academy, I know there is a need for coaching. I'm getting the inquiries daily. I know that even with the rise of, you know, kind of using AI as personal coaches, AI cannot give the human touch. So lots of people are out there like traditional coaching's dead. I don't believe that. I think there is more of a need for coaching now more than ever because we need that. We need that human contact. We need the space. We need the safe spaces to have the conversations that we want and need to have. There's so much brilliance that I think coaches can create, but only when they fully understand burnout. And, you know, doing a little bit of breathwork training in addition to your coaching is not going to be enough. Introducing a little bit of somatic movement into your coaching is not going to be enough. We need a full picture. We need a full burnout informed picture. We need coaches that actually understand what burnout is and what it isn't. We need coaches that know when to refer, and we need coaches that know when to coach. We need coaches that know when to pass clients on. We need coaches that know when to say, no, this is not the right time right now. And yet some coaches are taking on coaching when they shouldn't be, because again, maybe cash flow issues, maybe they need the client. Maybe they don't want to say no, because what if the next client doesn't come? They don't want to set the boundaries, because they're then worried. And I think we've also got, you know, a number of coaches out there at the moment that are, again, have either got burnout knocking at the door, or burnout is already in the room, but they want to continue. They want to continue coaching because actually, like, they left the corporate role to do this. Got to make it work. They're going to coach no matter what. And yet the coach's state, your state as a coach, is fundamental to how you, like, so important to how you can then coach your clients. So I without a doubt believe that coaches can end burnout. Only when, though, they fully understand what burnout is and burnout isn't. I'm going to leave you there for today, because I thank you very much for joining me. I'll be back with you again next Tuesday, 7 a.m. Go have an amazing week, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care for now, everybody. Bye-bye.